Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And it's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with our friend Eric Lammers, lead recruiting analyst for Penn State Rivals Network. To find everything from Eric and everything else from Penn State Rivals has to offer, just go over to pennstate.rivals.com. Some fantastic stuff. And if you're interested in more from Keystone Sports, just download the Keystone Sports app from wherever you get your podcast. Eric, how are you doing today? Recovering from the snow?
I'm all good, Jim. It's great to be back on here. Great to talk to Penn State recruiting, but yeah, had a little weather come through, a little snow, and you know, nothing that we're not used to, so just keep on moving.
Well, you guys down south with your thin blood, I always worry about you when it gets cold and snowy. All right, Eric, big recruiting weekend for Penn State. They were allowed to have the recruits come in and visit. There was a large number of high school recruits there. Before we get into any specific names, I just wanted to ask you, for those who don't know, Eric was actually on James Franklin's recruiting staff back in his Vanderbilt days, so you probably understand this much better than most others. Just what exactly is this kind of weekend like with this visit for these players?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a good opportunity, especially now as you kind of move the calendar forward into that 23 class, as they become the focal point, right? And you're just looking to secure that class. It's a good opportunity to now get them on campus and get some more one-on-one, some more individual time with them. Let them see the facilities. Let them get to know you. Let them see the atmosphere that you have within your program. Because a lot of these guys have been on campus before in the past, whether that be in the summer for a camp or during the fall for a game day, right? And during those opportunities, when you make it on campus, the environment, the game day environment is really what it's all about, right? Or the camp setting and seeing them work out is really what it's all about. This now obviously provides a much more, a longer opportunity for you to actually sit down and get the whole attention of the coaching staff from what are they all about? What are they, what's their philosophy? How do they interact with you? What's all the vibes around the building? And so it's a great opportunity. And so this one, the first one out, because the recruiting dead period ended on the Friday, last Friday. So now this allowed recruits to get on campus. And so anytime that first weekend you see recruits using it to get on your school's campus, that's usually a pretty good sign because it shows you how much interest they have in you. And it gives you an opportunity as a staff to really, really roll out the red carpet. You get to have a really good meal with them. You get to let them have to try on the jerseys. You sit down, you break down some film with them. Whatever it may be, you have 5-6 hours sometimes with them to really just, like I said, roll out the red carpet, turn that page to the 23 class or whatever the next class is, and you show them what it's all about. You make them feel comfortable. You make them, see why Penn State in this case is the right choice for them.
One of the things we pretty much always hear from these recruits after a visit to Penn State is how much there's a family atmosphere there. Again, having worked with James Franklin, just exactly how does he create that atmosphere?
Yeah, and that was a huge theme amongst the recruits coming out of this weekend, actually. So obviously over at Nittany Nation, we wanted to get the instant reactions from these prospects as they were getting out of their visit or coming off of their visit. And so we were, hitting them up and asking them questions. And one of the main themes, and another thing is the facilities, and we'll get to that, but one of the main thing that kept coming out was just the family atmosphere that Coach Franklin and the staff were able to put on display this past Saturday. And I think really what it comes down to is, especially for Coach Franklin on this type of weekend, is his attention to detail and the way that he sits down and interacts with every single kid that's there and their family and takes the time to really, get to know them and talk to them about, what's going on outside of football. It's not really about football this weekend. It is to a certain extent, obviously, with every kid and what you're talking about, but this is really on a personal level, sitting down with these guys and getting to know them and their stories and their family. And Coach Franklin does it as good as anybody when he has a chance, and he instills that into his staff to make sure they do the same. Another big component of that is bringing in your current players, right? You want your current players around this weekend as much as possible. One of the prospects, Evan Link out of Gonzaga down in Washington, D.C., he really specifically mentioned that one of the things that he enjoyed about this weekend was it just gave him an opportunity to see the students on campus during a different time of the year. He got to see the team during as they started their winter workouts. And so you get to see all these different pieces that you definitely don't get to see in season or at a camp, and you start putting those all together. And Coach Franklin makes sure that he gets those guys around, you know, the team so that you get to see that family atmosphere.
And you alluded to it. It's not just the player that's there. It's often the rest of the family, the parents. It always feels like James Franklin is good at recruiting the family, the parents specifically.
Yeah, yeah. He's known, you know, obviously this is not anything new to the Penn State community or even the college community as a whole, but he's known as one of the best in-person coaches in the game in terms of, and what I mean by that, you know, when he goes into a living room with a coach, with a prospect, or when he sits down in his office with a prospect, you know, he's one of the best in the business. And he just, his way to kind of relate, interact with them, you know, his message is always on point. You know, I was back in the day when I was at Vanderbilt, we would always, you know, he would sit down with these individual prospects and their families in his office. And going into that meeting, we would load him up with as much information as he could have. We would give him personalized recruiting reports and presentations that he could present to those prospects when they got in there. So that way, everything was as personalized as possible, and he had as much information as he needed when he sat down with those prospects.
And you mentioned something about the facilities. James Franklin has been preaching, you know, the upgraded facilities for years and years, ever since he got to Penn State. They are doing an upgrade to the Lash building. I saw one of the players coming out of the weekend talked about it. They even showed me the plans, and it's really exciting. So I guess that does matter to these recruits.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Every single kid, I talked about the reactions that we got from these guys coming out of the weekend. Every single one of them all had compliments and major things to say about the facility upgrades. All of them pointed to the $69 to $70 million project that's happening with the weight room and how excited they were. They got to see the project, as you were talking about. They were able to see kind of what's going to happen with it, and all of them raved about that and just couldn't say enough positive things about where things are going there in terms of facilities at Penn State.
From the list, and I'm not going to go through all the names, but you tell me, looking at the list, what are the names that stick out to you as premier players and the most important players for Penn State to bring in?
Yeah, yeah. So first off, I mean, the first thing that grabbed my attention when I was looking at the list was I was like, well, this is an offensive line heavy group. They put a main focus on bringing in offensive line early. You know, they already have two committed in this class with Miller and Birchmeyer, but they're obviously not done in there. We expect them to go for another two or three in this class, and the focus obviously early was getting them on campus. They had, you know, Evan Link, Amir Herring, Sam Pendleton, Samson Okunlola all on campus, right? So they have some big offensive linemen there that are on campus. Sam Pendleton is actually, he's an offensive lineman out of North Carolina. Almost had him on commit watch heading into the weekend. Very high on Penn State, very high on Michigan. Had a nice article with him over at Nittany Nation where he previewed the visit. Right before he gets ready to take off for Happy Valley, though, Clemson comes in and throws him an offer. And Clemson was one of his childhood school dream schools. So they shake it up a little bit, and now they enter in with the top three. So, but he's one to watch. And Coach Franklin will actually be down in North Carolina to visit his school this week. So they're hammering away at him. He's definitely a name to lock away as somebody for the future. But then there's some other ones. John Walker and Derek LeBlanc are two defensive linemen out of Osceola, Florida, down by Orlando. Very big to get those two guys up on campus that early. Both four stars, both rivals, 250 prospects on the defensive side of the ball. Very big to get those guys up here. But then, you know, you look at, you know, Tamir Robinson and Samaj Bridgman, right? The two linebackers from Pennsylvania there. Very big, big-time players. Tamir is a very, very big, versatile defensive player. He lines up at safety. He lines up on the edge at backer. He had a knee injury this past season in the middle of his season that kind of took away the end of his season. I know, but I know he thinks very highly of the Penn State staff. I know he had a really, really good relationship with Coach Pry before he left. So it'll be interesting, you know, how does that relationship, you know, unfold here with Manny Diaz. I actually have been talking with him, going back and forth with him, and should have a story for Nittany Nation here later in the week, kind of how things were coming out of the visit. But he's a big one for the staff, and he's a primary target that I know the staff is really high on.
There's one interesting name. It caught my eye, and partially because, as I mentioned to you off the air, I'm a huge New York Mets fan, and I go way back. And sure enough, Dylan Gooden from Good Counsel, Maryland, he's the son of Dwight Gooden, the pitcher from the Mets. How good a player is he? And this is just my personal curiosity, Eric.
Yeah, he's a really good player. You know, he does some really good things on film. I think the staff was happy to get him on campus. You know, he just recently came out with his top group of schools, and obviously Penn State was included in that. And even since then, though, when he came out with his top eight early in January, and that included schools like Texas A&M, Penn State, you know, Tennessee, Notre Dame, schools like that. And then even since that list came out, you know, he's picked up more offers. USC's come into the mix. Duke's come into the mix. So he's a good player. He's going to continue to pick up more offers. The nice thing with him is he's teammates with Neo Avery. So you have that nice connection right there with him. But he's definitely a kid the staff likes, definitely a kid they were happy to get him on campus early in this recruiting cycle. Because like I said, anytime when these things open up, when these dead periods go to these, you know, when kids can start taking visits again and you can get these kids on campus that early, it's a really good sign all the way around, just because it shows the interest level from both parties is very high.
And this is not just a situation where this past week where it's I haven't accounted here. It's in the teens number of players who were here this weekend, but we're going to see more of this over the next couple weekends, correct?
Yeah, so they have junior days that are set for, they had it on the 15th, and then they have another one that's set for the 29th. That'll be another big day. But during this time of the year, you really are going to welcome kids to campus anytime they can make it, right? So this weekend, they're going to welcome, you know, a handful of prospects onto campus. And then again, like I said, they'll do it on the 29th. And then it goes in after the signing day, the national signing day again on February 2nd, I believe it is, in early February. Things will go dead again for a little bit. But then they open back up, and because when you start going into spring ball and different things like that, and kids start having spring breaks, then you really see visits ramp up again for that 23 class. So, but yeah, they're just getting started, and from now until April, really, you expect to have kids on your campus almost darn near every weekend.
The timing, probably in January, is it's more get to know you. At what point do you start being on more commit watch for these players?
Yeah, it really depends on kind of where your relationship is at with every kid, because every kid's a little bit different. When did you identify them? How many times have you had to have them on campus? I mean, they really, realistically, could happen anytime. This weekend, they may have a commitment or two come down. You just don't know exactly. It's all based on, I guess, the kid and where you've been at with them in their process. But yeah, I would say once you start getting into that March, April, though, you really start seeing some more commits come off the board, because now you're really starting to see people become comfortable with where they, you know, their top schools and things like that.
And those of us who are fans realize that that's about the pace that usually happens. It's in the spring, the February's and the March, where you start to see those commitments. All right, Eric, that is it for this segment, and that is it for the show. Thank you all for listening. Be sure you tune in again next time for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.